Roosevelt Farm Lane Trail, from farm to forest. In 1911, FDR purchased this plot of land, the Bennett Farm. With the purchase of these 194 acres, FDR was able to freely conduct his forestry experiments and offered himself an opportunity to become the gentleman farmer he longed to be, one who would manage the estate through a superintendent. Under his direction, FDR's farm crew cleared land that was overgrown and unproductive, preparing it to support 5,000 tree seedlings, the first of over 500,000 planted in his lifetime. Trees, he reasoned, were a crop as much as anything else. As is common practice, land is often purchased and leased back to others. FDR leased a small section to Eleanor. It is the site of Valkill and Stone Cottage. He also leased this portion of the farm to Hyde Park local Moses Smith, who in 1920 became his first tenant farmer. FDR allowed Smith full operational control over his rental farm. Smith grew corn, strawberries, asparagus, and other small crops on his 140 acres and raised dairy cows. And while Roosevelt's managerial approach was appreciated, there were times when Smith needed FDR's financial intervention to maintain the aging farmhouse, which dated back to the late 1700s. It was Mrs. Smith who petitioned Roosevelt, the landlord, in a kind but firm letter to help with major home repairs. The repairs were made. During his frequent visits to Hyde Park, the president would seek out Moses Smith to discuss politics. Smith became the president's everyman and sounding board. If Smith understood the concepts and ideas he was trying to convey, so too would the American public. In a 1948 interview, Moses Smith describes the content of one conversation where the president expressed concern over the dire circumstances of their elderly Hyde Park neighbors who had lost their farm.
And upon his return back to Hyde Park, he found one brother had died or frozen to death between the barn and house on his way back from milking the cows. And the elderly brother was in the poorhouse, which he described as a kid sister, 82. She was in the asylum. So he told me, he said, "Moses, this thing can't go on. I'm going to plan some way or somehow to put over an old age security that the poorhouse in time will actually be done away with."
You feel that that was probably the beginning of his thoughts on the Social Security system that eventually went into effect?
I do. I believe that that very move originated, or my way of speaking, was born right here in the town of Hyde Park.